resources that we all share and that are very important to remember, three essential resources. And one of them I think everybody's aware of in these days, and it's the sense of social relationships, that we need to maintain social closeness in the challenge of physical distance. And there's a lot of focus on that one. The other aspect that I think is important to remember is the sense of centering, the ability to find partly our core, our physical core, not just the Hara center, which is not in Western societies always the easiest place for us to center ourselves. Many of us center ourselves more in our heart, for instance. Some of us center ourselves more in our head. But to get a sense of that whole vertical core of our being that we need in challenging times, and that is stronger some places and weaker in other places. But centering is not just physical or energetic. Centering is also a matter of feeling the essence of yourself, feeling the deepest nature of who you are. And that's, of course, an endless journey that we can continue to discover more deeply who we are, what is the core of ourselves as we grow older. And different people have a different sense of what happens when we have died, but certainly most people recognize that as we get close to death, whether it's our own death or somebody else's death that we love, that there's a sense of getting deeper to the more essential parts of ourselves, that these life threats bring us closer to what we really, really value, and that's really also one of the gifts of crises, that we as individuals get closer to, or can get closer to, that essence. Just as some of you note, in the social realm, we're seeing an outpouring also of helpfulness, of caring, of support to each other, that at least in Denmark, I'm hearing people say that we haven't seen this since the Second World War. And it has to do with the sense of being faced together with this existential threat. So there's something about these uncertain and fearful times and difficult times that really can bring out the deeper beauty, the deeper light, the deeper essences of who we are. So, and that brings me to the third aspect that I mentioned, which is the importance of looking at not just our resources, and then when we're with our resources, we tank up and then we kind of leave them, and then we go to what we're worried about or what we're frightened of, or the pain that we are holding right now of things that are actually unfolding at this moment. It could also be our fear for the future. Both of those are very strong in what you have been writing. The pains that we are facing in this group that I've read or heard about have a lot to do with both a fear for, or a pain in myself, and what's difficult for me, and what's difficult for me in those I'm closest to. So me and my closer friends or my family is one whole field of challenge, of fear, of pain. And another is a fear for the world, which is much wider than that, which is the sense of, what about all the other people who are suffering? What about the unfolding catastrophes that are coming to Africa, for instance? What about all the people who are suffering, not just from corona, but also from other things in the world that are kind of put aside because of this pandemic that we have to face right now. And so that's the second, the pain of the world. And the third is the fear of the future, what will happen to our social structures, what will happen to our democracies, what will happen to our economies, what will happen to our health in the future. So those are the three sets of pain and fear stressors that keep repeating, that we keep moving to. And some of us hold all three, and some of us hold mainly one or two of them. So, but I think it's useful to know that all three are there, because actually, you know, they're always there. Those three are always present. Just as what is always present is also, we do have relationships. We do have our own personal relationships that are valuable and important to us, and that where we are loved and where we love. We always have our own core, our own center. We cannot walk away from our own essential qualities. We can forget about them. We can not notice them. We can even make ourselves believe that we don't have them, but they're there nonetheless, shining out from us. More or less visible, but pretty much always visible to those who love us. That if you forget them yourself, you can ask someone else, someone that you're close to, what is it that you really see in me that you love? So the relationships, our love relationships are there. Our social relationships are there. Our own core, our own essence is there. The world is there. Some of you mentioned trees, nature, those of you who are able to go for walks, but nature is also a plant in your windowsill. Nature is also your own breathing. Nature is also the sun and the birds and the birdsong outside your windows. So nature is always there. We live inside of it. The air that we breathe is created by the plants and the algae in the water, in the ocean. So we are always held in nature. We're held in the planet, inside the living sphere, the life sphere of the planet. So that's always there. And this sense of future, there's always both death and also birth in the future, in all our futures. So that aspect is there, but there's another aspect of the future, which is that the future that we're thinking about is actually not the future. The future that we're thinking about is the present. It's the way that our mind works. And we can bring our mind back from its story, its narrative about the future, to what we need to do or how we need to hold the present for the future to be the best place it can be. So that aspect of where can I put my focus to help the becoming that is happening right now and that will shape the future, all our futures, in whatever way we can. It's not that there's one thing that needs more help than another. Anything that we do makes a difference. Whether it's helping a neighbor or signing a petition or donating some money to one of the many disaster relief funds that are asking for it right now, or supporting a friend in need, in fear and depression, or centering ourselves, resourcing ourselves. Anything that we can do helps the world become a better place. Anything that we do helps us as well. As I think almost everybody on this call probably already knows, that part of the benefit of helping others is that it helps us. So one of the things that I focused on last time is this sense of holding both together, the resource and the pain instead of holding one and then the other, kind of switching between them. So we started practicing that in the first two, meditations, and we will continue to do that today. I never quite know where the meditations will take us because I don't plan them out beforehand. I come in with a concept and see where we go with it. So I think we're about ready to start now. And the first thing you always do is stretch. And yawn. And if you want, you can stand up and stretch and yawn. You can also stay sitting. And you might even take a bit of time to massage your face and your head. I'm going to be a little bit careful myself because I have this microphone on, so be very, very noisy if I do that too much. And as you do this, make sure to give space for the feeling of yawns coming, so that the important thing about stretching and yawning is that you can use it to drop deeper into yourself. So it's not about doing some very, very energetic things necessarily. You can, if you have a feeling that you really need to do something energetic with your shoulders, you can do that. But, or with your legs or your hips or your back or your arms. But it's really about dropping deeper into sensing yourself. And that actually means slowing down, finding the pace, the rhythm that's inside your organism. Where yawns come from. A large part of finding our core has to do with finding the tempo, the rhythm that our core lives at. We lose our core when we move too quickly. We lose our core when we get too goal-oriented. Or task-oriented. So taking the time to explore any parts of your body right now. That are asking for attention, whether touch or movement, stretching, and as you do that, take the time to notice how your breathing is adjusting to each movement you make. How your breathing and your touching and movement and stretching dance together. And see what kinds of movements emerge out of that experience of this sense of movement and breathing, dancing together. And make sure to make space for any yawns that start to emerge. Notice whether there are any parts of your body that are cold, that are chilly, that would like to be warmed up a little bit. And you can use your hands to massage them. Sometimes it's feet. I've been yawning so much that I need to blow my nose. Okay. And now notice if there are any parts of your body that you actually haven't really noticed yet. Usually there are parts of the body that call us and that make themselves known. And then there are other parts of the body that we don't really notice them. Some of the typical places are the area between and below your shoulder blades. Some of the typical areas are the inner spaces of your pelvis, the outsides of your hips. But it could be something else for you, so it's time to take a bit of time and just notice some of those areas that are silent, that we're not in touch with. And see if you can find a movement that gets you in touch with that area. If you can touch it with your hands, it could also be doing that. And while you find movements or ways of touching that get you in touch with that area, again, noticing your breathing, a sense of whether and how your breathing can be with that area too. And moving into the meditation, you can continue to move. You're always welcome to move. You might find a rocking motion that you like, or you might feel very comfortable sitting completely still, Or you may feel comfortable just moving once in a while, just to stay in touch with your physical body in a more active way. And yawning is always welcome. So the important thing in these meditations is to maintain the sense of aliveness. And stillness builds on aliveness. So we have to start with aliveness. And move to taking to a position where you can feel that you're sitting on your sit bones. And take a bit of time to feel your sit bones, the weight in your seat. And with that, the waves of your breathing. Refining your attention so that you can actually get a sense of the very beginning of each in-breath. There's this moment that passes where the in-breath begins. Starts, of course, at the end of an out-breath, and there's this tiny shift with a sensation, a feeling, like a kind of hunger or longing for air, for inhaling, and then the inhale starts. So just take a few inhales to just notice that. How does that feel in your body? That quality. How can your attention drop all the way to where that little unfolding, that little blooming of aliveness happens in each breath? And it's never quite the same. It's always a little bit different. When you've done that a few times, let your awareness float with that whole in-breath, that unfolding, that blooming of in-breath, all the way until the in-breath is completely unfolded. So take a few breaths just to follow the whole sense of the in-breath from that very tiny beginning and until it's ready to release itself. And now we're going to do the same thing with the out-breath, starting first with that tiny transition, that shift when your body is saying without words, I'm full now, enough air, enough oxygen. So that sense of fullness that leads to the release, that very moment. Let's see if you can catch that in a few out-breaths. Now following from that tiny moment, a tiny shift following the full out breath, letting your attention float with the out breath into this sense of relaxation, of release, following the whole out breath to the end. And take a few breaths for that. And now follow the whole circulation, that whole blooming of inhalation, shift, release, relaxation, shift, blooming, and so on. Letting life breathe you. Being as passive as possible, resting with what your essential aliveness is doing inside of you. Let your awareness, your attention widen to take in your whole body, your hands, your arms, your torso, your neck and throat, your head. Moving down your torso, your chest, your belly, your back, your butt that you're sitting on, your legs, your feet, your whole body. Noticing just that sense of the wave motion of breath in that whole organism. This delicate enlivening, delicate aliveness increasing on the inhale, and delicate relaxation on the exhale. And taking a moment to notice, particularly first, this sense of this breathing wave, this ongoing wave motion of breath. First, a couple of breaths, noticing your head deep inside. And how breathing moves the sensations in your head. Going down to your chest. Your lungs, your heart, deep spaces of your chest, couple of breaths there. Noticing how that whole space is moved and sensations change. And finally down to your pelvis. Same thing. Feeling how sensations and movements with each breath of life, each wave that life breathes in you shifts sensations in your pelvis. And now bring your attention to all three spaces at the same time. Sense of this living core, these three interconnected centers of clarity in your head, clarity, insight, intuition, of heart feeling, gratitude, compassion, empathy. In your heart, of sensuality, sexuality, joy in life, in your pelvis, waves of life in each breath, moving through all three at the same time. Take a moment to think about, imagine all the trees and the plants that are exploding into a new spring at the moment. And all the oceans that are also generating oxygen. Just like the trees and the plants are. So just noticing or imagining how each breath, the breath that you're taking right now, and right now, is a gift from these beings, untold millions and billions of them that we will never meet, that will never meet us, that don't know we're here, and that we don't generally know we're there either. It's a gift from each of them and all of them to each of us. Each breath of air. Notice the feeling that comes with that. and release that thought again. Just noticing a sense of your own breath in these three centers in your core midline again. Now, I'd like you to connect to your sense of your own essence. And I'd like you to think particularly of something that some of the people that you know recognize in you and that you feel recognized in. It could be your students or your clients. It could be your children, your partner, your close friends. Qualities that they have recognized and where you feel seen. Yeah, that's right. That's one of the gifts that I hold, that life has given me. That's right. The twin gifts of knowing the essence or an essence of yourself and being seen with it by others. And from here, use your imagination again. Imagine all the fields of people across the world, chains of people, fields of people who are seeing each other, who have seen each other and who have been seen. Who have felt seen by someone, who have seen someone else. This vast exchange of recognizing each other deeply that none of us can do for everybody, but that all of us perhaps can do for someone. And into this field of resources, of our own essences, of our knowing of the essences of other human beings, of nature itself, of this whole life sphere that we are a part of our own body in it, of this community that we're in right now. Into this we invite our pain and the pain of others, our own pain, our own fear, whether it's for yourself or whether it's for your own loved ones, dear ones. allowing your pain, our pain, to be held in this field so that you are still feeling all the resources that we've just been working with. Some of them may be stronger or feel deeper, more present than others. It could be the pain that you feel for people that we don't know, people who are frightened or who are sick, who are dying with this coronavirus. Or who have loved ones who are. People who are in trouble with their livelihoods, who suddenly have no income and no money or no way to feed themselves, perhaps even, or no home. Also holding them, letting them be held. We are not holding this alone. We are holding it together. We here in this group, but we as people in the world, so many of us are holding it together. And also the greater issues that were here before coronavirus, the challenges of climate crisis. That threatens life as we know it, but it doesn't threaten life. Life knows how to heat up and cool down again. This life sphere knows how to do that. But it will be difficult for us and for many of the creatures that we love. Letting that, the fear of that, the thoughts of that, the worry about that, that we also share with so many people, let it be held in all our resources. Remembering all the people that know it, that are still working towards making that better. And all of us also held in this greater breath of life and death. We emerge out of our families, but we emerge just as much out of the planet itself. We live, we unfold, we bloom, and we start to fade and die back into the planet just as each breath in us, emerges in us, and dies back into us. Sense of this rhythm of life that we're all a part of. And take a bit of time to return to your own sense of resources, both those in the world, those in the human world, and those in yourself and your closest field. You may want to move a bit or stretch a bit again before doing that or while you're doing that. So your own sense of resources held in this greater field of resources. And also your own sense of pain, worry, fear. Some of you have particular people that you're concerned about right now. Some of you are concerned about our societies. Whatever your particular concern is, bring your attention to that and hold the two together, your sense of resource and the worries or pains that you hold. And invite your sense of spirit into this, connecting to your sense of the deepest feeling of spirit that you know, that you can touch right now. And invite a blessing. Open yourself to a blessing. A blessing that equally shines, like the sun equally shines on resources, on pains, on fears, that blesses suffering as well as happiness. That blesses change as much as stability. Knowing that this blessing goes to your concerns and each of us, in through each of us, it also goes to all our concerns and all our resources. And on to the world, to people all over the world, and to the world itself. And it's time to release this meditation.